Cody Graham, winner of feature number two. First of all, let's go back to feature one. You got caught up in lap traffic, lost the lead, but was your car going way before that?
Yeah, from the start we were pretty loose, but I think around lap 15 or 20 when we got into that, Pat showed me a wheel on the outside, and I was trying to fight for the lead, and I came up, and we knocked wheels, and actually knocked the toe out pretty bad, and I was holding on for life, and then that last restart, I was all over the track, and I didn't want to wreck myself or anyone else, so that's why I pulled in, but it was pretty messed up.
Before then, though, the car felt pretty good, though, right? Or not. Pat did make a remark that you were getting into, he was getting into turn three a lot better than you, but you're coming off a lot better. But then in the second feature, you looked good all around.
Yeah, the first one, we started off pretty loose, especially getting in. That's where I knew I could hear him coming. And we didn't have speed going in, so that's probably why we got him coming off. But she was pretty loose from the start, so I knew it was going to be a long one. But that second one, it was snug the whole time. Except for that one, that last restart, the car started to go away a little, but it was rock solid the whole time. Never budged once. So, all I do is drive it. That thing, anyone could have drove that thing. It was perfectly snug, but it turned, and I couldn't have asked for more.
Starting in the front row, do you want to take the lead? Are you someone who likes to set the pace, or do you like to kind of follow and see how things go?
It's hard to say. You never want to be behind somebody, just in case, because you never know what's going to happen in front of you. And it's easier if you're out in front by yourself. You control what you do. They have to get around you, so you set the pace, and you got to make them do all the work. And, it's certainly easier, but, you never know. It depends from race to race. All races are different, so.
Coming into lap traffic, though, sometimes it is a little easier to be in the following position as the lead car, because once the lead car gets by, often it kind of clears the path for the next guy.
Well, absolutely, especially if there's more than one and they're battling for position. I won't say you never want to be behind a spot, but being in second, you might have an advantage because you can kind of maybe pin them down in between so they can't get out or stick them somewhere. But like I said, I don't know. As a racer, you never want to give up a spot, but I can see where it would be an advantage.
What kind of problems are you running to the car with this year? What can you do from this point on to make it more consistent?
It's nothing that we can do. The first week, it was a fuel pump, brand new. Only had three races on it. Just didn't work. So then we came back, and then we were leading, and then I thought we actually had motor problems around lap whatever, but the kill switch on the toe strap actually broke, and the hot live wire was touching stuff, so it was cutting the motor off. Actually, the whole, since about lap 40 of that race, it was cutting the motor off going down. And then the wing race, the power steering, that blew, and we didn't have any. So, it's stuff you can't really control. That's racing. For every high you have, you got a million lows, and you just got to roll with it.
Would you describe that car as very extremely potent, yet very fragile?
I wouldn't go with
that. Actually, all these cars are fragile.
Yeah, the problem we had last year we fixed, and just so happened that everything else decided to not want to work. But, we got a handle on it, and it's definitely potent. We're pretty much still run the setup that we've got out of the box. We've never really actually tested too much on it, so we don't really know what it's fully capable of yet.
All right, finally, who would you like to thank for your win tonight?
I got to thank my dad and Paul, Extreme Chassis, these guys. We can't race without them, especially all the hours that it takes during the week. They all got jobs, they all got families, they all got kids, it's up to those guys. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't even know what it's like.
On a side note, how far away is your dad from running here to swing on a non-wing car?
I don't know. Everyone knows he's unpredictable, and you're better off getting an answer from him. So, but last I know, I don't know. Classic, maybe? I don't know. You got to ask him.